At about 11 p.m. on November 12th, a Hayes police officer patrolling the 1300 block of Vine Street in Hayes noticed a man and a woman walking northbound, and Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber said the officer believed the suspects matched the description of suspects in a reported vehicle burglary on November 7th on East 27th Street, after Hayes Police had obtained video footage showing the suspects in the vicinity. 33-year-old Stephen Johnson Jr. and 31-year-old Skylar K. Johnson allegedly fled in opposite directions when the officer attempted to make contact, prompting a foot pursuit. The officer managed to apprehend Stephen in a nearby trailer park. Additional officers arrived at the scene and found Skylar hiding in a patch of overgrown weeds in the 1200 block of Vine Street just south of Burger King. According to Schleiber, officers allegedly found stolen property in their possession, which linked Stephen and Skylar to other burglaries in Hayes. Stephen was arrested on charges of vehicle burglary and felony interference with a law enforcement officer, and Skylar was arrested on charges of vehicle burglary, felony interference with a law enforcement officer, and possession of methamphetamine. She was also found to have an active warrant from Cheyenne County. Both were booked into the Ellis County Jail. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment awarded a grant to the Sexual Assault Prevention and Education Program, or SAPEC, at the University of Kansas for a new prevention initiative. And the Cultivating Protective Communities program will extend beyond just KU, reaching communities across Kansas to create more protective environments against sexual assault using environmental design and strategic prevention. According to a news release from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, with the help from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Rape Prevention and Education Grant, administered by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the SAPEC, they will launch the new initiative with funding lasting through 2029. Along with being a prevention coordinator, Taylor Jones with the SAPEC will serve as the program facilitator for Cultivating Protective Communities, and she will oversee communication and resources for the program's implementation sites across the state. One implementation site, JANA's Campaign, a Hayes-based nonprofit dedicated to educating and preventing gender and relationship violence, will allow JANA's campaign to expand beyond education alone, as well as increase prevention measures. Katie Blackburn, the executive director of JANA's campaign, said through that funding they can have two sites for implementation. She said they've pulled a committee together, and over the next couple of years, their goal is to have one site on the Fort Hays State University campus and then one site in the Ellis County community. Blackburn said the ultimate goal stays the same, focusing on education in order to prevent these situations from happening, as through this project and through JANA's campaign in general, their ultimate goal is to stop violence before it starts. She said reducing the instances of dating violence, domestic violence, sexual violence, and/or stalking is their goal, so everyone can live in a community where healthy and safe relationships are more of the norm. In October, a new committee was established to reform the traditional process in which the governor and state agencies create the budget and then present a draft for lawmakers to review in January. So the committee hopes to give lawmakers a head start on crafting their own draft budget before the legislature returns. Lawmakers on the committee met for the first time on Friday, reviewing budget requests from state agencies and boards for public safety, human services, agriculture, and natural resources. According to Representative Troy Waymaster, the Special Committee on Legislative Budget Chair, that's just the beginning. Waymaster said that they're going to get into more heavy budgets in the next few meetings, and they'll also have profile as the Census Revenue Estimate Groups meet on November 20th. He said he thinks that they can get some information of where they're at or what the agencies have requested and have that information as well. The consensus revenue estimate provides a projection of state general fund revenue, and the committee is supposed to meet at least four more times before lawmakers return on January 13th.